Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Euphoria,
together till the end of time.
Right, just in your minds, rate who it has the most potential of Beyonce's stardom. You go first.
God, well, really? Fresh on me
right,
now.
Euphoria.
That was deep. It sounded like Cher.
Show a little less.
Show a little more. Show a little less. Welcome to burlesque.
She is so low and deep. So it's unfucking real.
Show a little more.
It's like Elvis. It's so nasal. It's like you have to sing at the back of your mouth. Like your tongue isn't moving.
Welcome to burlesque.
It's like, it's like you're not.
What a great film.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer. We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
We're back in the girls' bathroom.
What did everyone have for breakfast, for dinner last night? What did you have for dinner last night?
We didn't have dinner last night.
We were
watching The Little Mermaid.
Well, we had a bag of popcorn for dinner. And then I got home and I was like, I should probably eat.
Yeah, I had a slice of toast.
But I had nothing of the sort.
What do you have?
Well, I cleared out my cupboard, so I didn't have much.
Didn't have any snacks.
So
bit of cheese.
Though I had some grated cheese, so I was snacking on a bit of grated cheese.
Grated with a spoon.
And then I found a can of baked beans, so I had that for my tea.
What, just a can?
Can of baked beans.
No bread.
No bread.
No toast.
I didn't have any of that.
Wow.
I had some taco shells, but that wasn't going to work. And then I had some,
Fine dining.
I had some gnocchi in the fridge, but it said pan fry only. And I thought, we asked for that. Like, I'm not
cooking at this time of night.
No.
I just want something quick.
I just had a can of baked beans and it satiated me very much.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, nice.
And that was that. And now we're here in the girls' bathroom.
We're here in the bathroom of the girlies.
In the bathroom.
And it is time.
Oh, Vicar, don't let the Vicar know.
The vicar won't be home for hours.
Guys, we've got a funny
Joey, where
dilemma.
Did you learn that word?
The title is, he wants to be a vicar.
But I'm in love with him.
So anyway, we'll read that later. But question of the night.
Question
week,
of the week.
Whatever,
question of the night.
Day?
Whoa, we're not on stage, girl.
After hours, girls.
Question of the week this week has stemmed from something that we saw online, which we think, you know, people
might
be discussing
up with the kids,
this
the kids
week. We're keeping relevant with what's going on online. And it was a video, right? So this guy was videoing himself on like Snapchat and he was sat in the car with his girlfriend. And his girlfriend was on FaceTime to this man. This man was like, happy birthday. Babe, blah blah, and she was like, thank you so much.
You.
And her boyfriend was just sat in the car, like rolling his eyes. I sent it to Chint. I was like, look, we need to talk about this. What do you think about this? and our question of the week this week is: a girl you don't know FaceTimes your man and wishes him a happy birthday. Are you pissed off? We've got, yeah, who the fuck is that? Or, you know, it's his birthday, let him live.
I think my general reaction would go, who the fuck was that?
Yeah. We didn't really deep what kind of chord this would strike.
Yeah.
When we said this question to the male in the room, I've never seen such an extreme reaction from him.
This is true. In our entire two years,
he said, my fucking blood would boil.
No man is chatting to my gal.
And we were like, whoa. So we thought, let's discuss, let's break this down.
So it's obviously triggering a lot of men.
Mm.
But then it's triggering the ego. It's a friend. Yeah, I haven't mentioned Matt before.
Do you know what that is? I think it's the FaceTime element. Because
the intimacy of it.
To FaceTime someone, you've got to be confident. Mm. There's a relation. No one who you just like, you know, keep in touch with here and there is FaceTiming you.
I'm only FaceTiming people I know will answer.
Yes.
But also, I'm only FaceTiming people that I know very well.
Very well.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not FaceTiming a friend of a friend,
an acquaintance,
people I've
a guy
a couple...
from work, you know.
Because that's not how FaceTime works.
No, FaceTime's intimate.
It's intimate. It's like you answer, you don't really have to say anything. Yeah. It's the people you... Hello?
Yeah. It's almost, what do you want?
Yeah. That's what FaceTime is. So a FaceTime happy birthday message from a guy that your boyfriend doesn't know...
I can see that pushing a button.
Yeah, I can see that triggering.
Because, you know, you could send a text. You could send a DM.
Yeah, Snapchat.
Yeah.
You could send a Snapchat.
You could even voice call if you really wanted to.
You could send, a voicemail. Mm. You could voice call.
Yeah.
You could send a voice note.
A voice note on WhatsApp.
Happy birthday
to you.
Yes, giving the intimacy.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
There's other options. So, yeah, a girl that you don't know FaceTimes your man and wishes him a happy birthday. Right. How do you feel about that?
I mean,
not good about it.
I don't think it's a good sign.
No.
Number one, so let's say, we've been together for 4 years.
Right.
Number one, you've never mentioned this female to me.
Well, let's say,
they do get points.
Let's say like 8 months.
Okay.
Let's keep it newer. Let's keep it 8 months.
Okay, well, in 8 months then, you've not mentioned this female to me.
Mm.
You proclaim you love me, do you? Question everything now.
Who's this girl?
It's been 8 months. I've never heard of a Helen.
Mm.
A Helen who calls you.
Who FaceTimes you.
Who says, we should get drinks soon. Drinks with Helen.
Why?
Why?
Who is she?
So she can what? Suck on your neck.
Excuse me?
I don't know.
You want to buy her a drink? Suck on your neck. She's not a vampire.
I don't know.
Suck on your neck. Sorry. Where the fuck did that come from?
Puck up her vampire teeth. And just dive into the veins and suck the blood out. Like a temptress.
Temptress,
like Vanessa.
Yeah. We watched like Ursula.
Ursula. Yeah, I mean, it's just not a good sign that you've never heard this female
before
be mentioned before.
I can see how
it could.
That would
be my only thing.
Yeah.
Like, if, like, you've mentioned Helen from uni before, who was a good friend for a couple of years. Lovely. Oh, is this Helen? Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have a lovely day today. I've got a lot planned for him.
Yeah.
He's had some great presents from me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's the unmentioning of the female.
And then what, you're just going to hang up the phone and just, like, want to get on with the day? Excuse me?
Right. Yeah, get on with your birthday.
Boom,
birthday's cancelled.
Mm.
Birthday's cancelled.
I don't know who you're celebrating with, but it's
you
not me.
You've got to wait 365 days now.
I'd call her back if I were you. Call her back.
Right. But he does get points for answering in front of you.
Absolutely. That's a good point.
I suppose if there was anything to hide, if I was getting a phone
fucking
call
mute that.
And I didn't want anyone to say...
Do not disturb.
You're
phone face down.
And you're putting the phone down. You're not answering in front of you.
Yeah, that's very true. That's
so
very true.
He does get points for that.
True. And it's his birthday too. Like,
yeah. Like,
I want to get all the happy birthdays.
Maybe, you know, he's, you know, just such an amazing human
that people want to reach out.
People want to reach out and let him know happy birthday to you.
I had to let you know.
I just, you know, look, I could not go on my day without saying a very big happy birthday. Why do people even wish I hope you have an incredible day. What does it mean? Why do we even do that?
We haven't even read the results of the poll.
Oh.
But I think a lot of us are in the same boat this week. 94%.
94.
Are saying, yeah, who the fuck
are you?
Is FaceTiming my man on his birthday that I don't know.
Right.
And saying, happy birthday, babe. Yeah, I don't think so. Only 6%. It's his birthday. Let him live.
It's his birthday. Let him live.
Whoever chooses the bottom one is lying. I would scream.
Well, it's like, but also like, if it was my birthday and someone...
This girl said, I don't even have a boyfriend and my blood is boiling at the thought. FaceTiming is way too far. Weird AF.
Intimate. Very intimate.
This is what we said. What is going through her head that she thinks she can just FaceTime him? Exactly.
She knows him. Yeah. They're close.
Yeah.
There's more to be told.
She also thinks he's going to answer, you know?
Like I said, you're not just FaceTiming anyone.
How is she
anyone?
That comfortable calling him like that?
There you go.
Yeah. It's true.
But also, like, if some random guy that maybe I knew a couple years back was FaceTiming me, I am declining straight away.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not answering no FaceTimes unless it's one of my sisters, Sophia, or my parents.
Yeah.
And that is it.
No one else is being picked up.
No one else is being picked up. Whoa, why is that person FaceTiming?
Yeah, that's a bit fucking
weird. It's always
weird.
A shock.
Yeah. Oh, I would screenshot the call coming in and put it, send it
we
to
screenshot
and be like, are these people calling you? Why are they calling me?
It's not something I just pick. Yeah, not usual. Unless you're a very confident and comfortable phone user. You know, some people, maybe they do just throw out the FaceTimes. I don't know these types of people. Don't know if we ever will.
I just don't know why, a DM's not enough. A text, a voice note, it's plenty.
I think a voice note, that is even too far.
It's a bit intimate.
Hey, babe, just want to wish you a happy birthday.
Hope you're doing great. Would love to see you.
3 years away from 30. Have a good day, babe.
Speak soon.
Speak when?
I don't fucking think so.
Speak never.
Okay.
All right.
I think we're all aligned there. We don't want strangers wishing our partners
just birthday. Like if you're a stranger, you're a stranger.
Yeah.
It's stay just there. Stay strange.
Stay there. Yeah. Stay strange, girl.
Stay strange.
XOXO.
Stay strange.
Gotta go.
Stay strange.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Gotta go.
Guts to go. Baby.
My boyfriend didn't wish me a happy birthday.
On what planet
one extreme
is that
to another here, people.
On what
one extreme
is
to
that
another.
Acceptable? It's as simple as
this is the biggest day out of your calendar, sir.
Yeah,
my birthday.
This should be when you're the most busiest, getting everything ready for me.
Yeah,
and
you should have been planning this.
Yeah.
So what do you mean you didn't wish me a happy birthday? Excuse me?
No, but that is literally rude and disrespectful.
Really hurt my feelings.
It's just going to hurt your feelings.
So, silent listener here.
We appreciate you.
I've never really had an issue worth writing in about, but I can't seem to get over this. And I don't have any close girlfriends to talk to. So I need your guys' best advice.
We are here.
Just need to get to comfortable. Deliver. I'm not very comfortable. I need to reshuffle.
We're here to deliver and conquer.
So... for some context, I do say baby daddy and boyfriend, but they are the same person. Okay, so you've actually got a child with this man.
You have a child with this man.
But they are the same, and he also lives an hour away from me and is working full time, so we don't see each other regularly due to his job.
But you're still together, right?
I've never done this before, so it might be all over the place, so bear with. Today is my birthday.
Listen.
Happy birthday. We'll FaceTime you. Send us your number.
Happy
we'll give
birthday
you a FaceTime. Wish you happy birthday
to you.
So I turned 19 and I am currently pregnant with my first baby. Me and baby daddy have had some issues since finding out I'm pregnant in December. But as of now, we have become so much closer, healthier and happier being together. We are due to move in together at the end of this month, which I'm so excited about. Finally getting to have my first home, and it's with my little family that I've made.
Aww.
Anyway, since being pregnant, most of my friends have floated away from me because being young and pregnant, everyone is drinking, loving life, basically, which is what I was doing. But most of my friends have just drifted as, we're on different paths right now. I'm growing a child. It's not really the same energy, is it? But luckily... I have one very good guy best friend who has been there for me for a good 3 years, so he's seen everything that's happened recently. He is a very reasonable guy and has great advice, but I think this needs a girl's touch. Mm-hmm. So I woke up this morning to a few birthday messages, mostly old friends from school on Facebook, family members on Facebook, which is typical. You know, I reply, say thank you, and I'm thinking of them, etc. I get a good morning text from my boyfriend around 8 a.m.
Okay. Okay,
that's something. Thank
good
you.
Morning, good happy, morning, happy, beautiful text. Birthday princess.
And I texted him back, good morning, and my plans for today. And he is replying very casually. At about 10 a.m., I had to go and see the midwife for a checkup. And he mentions I should go and get some birthday breakfast while I wait.
Oh, so he's acknowledging that it is your birthday.
This threw me off a little bit, as I knew he hadn't forgotten about my birthday because he paid for me to get my lashes and nails in the day before.
Right.
Appreciate but today, that. He hasn't wished me a happy birthday. Oh. It's currently 5 p.m. and he still hasn't said anything about my birthday apart from the breakfast. Should I be annoyed or upset?
Oh, so this is actually more interesting.
This isn't what I thought he was going to forget.
So you feel like he's not
acknowledged
or even made a grand gesture, or
it's just been like another day in the diary.
You know, not a card, not even like a little, you know, a couple sentences like happy birthday to the mother of my child.
I'm so excited for this adventure we're about to go on. You're going to be the best mum.
Right. That's really disappointing. That is disappointing.
What would you do in that situation?
So there was no gifts.
Well, he paid for her to get her lashes and nails the day before. And he said, oh, why are you waiting for your checkup? Why don't you take yourself out for a birthday breakfast?
Yeah, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah, it's all sweet. Yeah. But you're just like, you've not actually said happy birthday.
Yeah, because also like, I like to dream about the most amazing, you know, day that it could be or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're thinking, oh well, yeah, tomorrow I've got to go blah blah, you're kind of expecting to wake up to be spoiled princess treatment.
It's the day where everyone is supposed to show you how much they love you. Yeah. Like it's your day to feel special. It's everyone else's job to make you feel special on your birthday. That's the whole point,
especially to the woman who's carrying his child right now.
Your child.
Yeah, so I'm disappointed for you at his energy.
I think I would be upset too. I would be a bit like, oh, a bit disappointed.
Just disappointing, isn't it? Because the one person who you're going to be spending the rest of your life with, you know, you're going to be sharing this child now for the rest of your life.
But I do think it's quite easily solved. I think all this needs is a bit of communication. Yeah. We've said it before. Like, you know, oh, I was just a bit, you know, you didn't actually wish me a happy birthday. Like, it would have been nice, you know, to actually hear that from you.
Or
like,
have a card in the morning or some flowers or something. Yeah. I don't really feel like you were that bothered. You know, for me, birthdays are quite a big deal. I quite enjoy celebrating quite big and having a nice celebration.
I think it just needs a bit of communication. Yeah. This can be ironed out. It's not like he forgot.
Thankfully he didn't forget.
I think this is just a miscommunication. I think he's thought, what? She knows I'm here, like I've paid for her to get, he's thinking I've paid for her to get her nails done, her lashes done yesterday, like I've sent her a good morning text.
He thinks he's done enough.
Yeah, so that just needs communicating. Yeah. I think,
because I was watching some random film, I think it was actually that horror film, that Midsommar film.
What on earth are you watching horror films?
Florence Pugh. I've actually seen it twice now.
What?
It's called Midsommar. It's not that horror. I'd say it's more thriller, but it is titled as a horror. 18.
Right. And Chintia won't watch Pugh. Citadel, that I'm telling her to watch because she thinks it's scary.
Listen, I've watched that
Stanley
film.
Stanley Tucci's in it, your favourite man.
I'm going to watch Citadel. But
doesn't sound like it. You've got five episodes now to watch.
Well, I'm starting Bridgerton now because I'm obsessed with Queen Charlotte.
Yeah, watch Queen Charlotte, love it.
But what was I saying? Yeah, so I've watched that film a couple of times with Florence Pugh. You should actually watch it. She goes to Sweden, to this, like, you know, village, and it's like, what happens? Okay. Florence Pugh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be honest.
Sophia just doesn't listen to my recommendations.
You don't listen to mine.
All right. She had quite a deadbeat boyfriend anyway. Right. That's what I was trying to get at. She had like a deadbeat boyfriend.
Right.
And they were on this holiday and he literally like didn't even wish her a happy birthday. Mm. That's what I thought of. And she was so disappointed. And then like halfway through the day, he wrote her this like half-assed card and was like, oh, happy birthday. And she was like, oh, I thought you forgot. And he had forgot. He was like, oh no, I hadn't forgot. And it was just like really sad and disappointing.
Yeah.
But I felt like that was like a real life thing that would actually happen outside. Like he just did not care and was not bothered.
I think this can be salvaged. I think this is just a miscue. I think this is an example of, you know, guys and girls,
set your expectations.
Often, yeah, we celebrate birthdays differently. Yes. Like, you know, when it's a girls group chat, it's like, okay, so it's my birthday month.
Are we going away? So, what are we doing? Are we celebrating? Yeah. Is it a 3-day thing? Is it a couple week thing? What are we doing?
I
want to
do this weekend. I want to do dinner on this night. More of a dress up thing on this night. And then maybe just like we do something more chill on
maybe
this
like
night.
Maybe like a casual brunch one day. And then that night we'll get drunk. And then,
Whereas guys, it's like, happy birthday, mate. Yeah. They don't even get each other a card.
No cards, okay? No presents, sad world that no they bottles. Live
in. Okay. So this is just a thing where he's probably not realised that the efforts that you want to see on your birthday. And I think so that can be communicated.
It's like with anything, like you have to, you know, let them know what your expectations are and what you will not settle.
Just say you want to feel a bit more spoiled. Yeah. But also like,
it's like anything.
Every single person on the planet has had shit birthdays. Yes. There's a lot of pressure on your birthdays and it's like New Year's Eve, but it's all this
That's
shit,
the
right?
the problem with these
there's
types
the
of
pressure.
Shit.
Like it's got to be the best day ever. You've got to be so happy. Otherwise it's going to be the worst year of your life. Like we've all had times where we've cried in our birthdays. We've all had shit birthdays. Like not every birthday is going to be like what it looks like people, you know, presenting it on
That's
social media looking fantastic and getting spoiled and having all these mates and blah blah. Like sometimes it's not like that. So you're not the first person to not have, you know. Yeah,
that's why weddings
take
scare
in that if you
me because it's like you're gonna spend
weddings,
so much.
Oh god, yeah.
How long do people plan weddings for? What,
two fucking years sometimes
on a party, right? Mm. And then there's everyone.
And often the bride is the one who doesn't even enjoy because she's too busy.
Right, she's spent all this money, there's all this anticipation for this one big day. Your big day, my big day. Too much pressure. Like, it'll actually,
sabotage.
God forbid, but like, it'll actually be a bit more of like a letdown. And it's like,
because you've built it up so high in your
head. Right, and it's like with birthdays too. Like
sometimes that can happen.
Yeah, like New Year's Eve, or it's like, oh, big night out of the week, I'm going to have the best time, and it actually ends up being the shittest night out you've ever had. It's just typical.
And the spontaneous
it's just our
ones.
Fucking luck. Watch my wedding day be horrendous. honestly, just my
no,
luck.
No, it won't be.
Well, we'll fucking see.
It won't be. I imagine you're so happy.
Yeah,
but it's
you think you're just so happy.
You're so happy and you're so relieved that the stress is over, distant memory. I think
maybe
more,
it'll be more, yeah,
I think
so
more
relieved.
The problem is that the day just isn't long enough. Mm. You've planned so long and like a day is a day. Like it can just go.
And like all
those
small
details. And then it's over.
Details.
And it's like, oh, fuck, it's over. I need to go and relive it because I was too like...
That's why I think less is more for the wedding day. Okay, you guys. This title is giving me novel vibes.
This is
it not?
Me too. This is giving me Colleen Hoover, Paige Toon, Eat Your Heart Out, Girls.
Eat Your Heart Out, Girls. Don't you dare steal this title, okay? Because we are copywriting this for our novel, all right? But it's giving like, yeah, you met a boy when you were 16 and
Absolutely.
He says he wants to be a vicar. Anyway, so he wants to be a vicar.
Jesus. But literally.
I think vicars can marry. Priests can't. Should we just fact check that before
I
we go
so.
On and,
I think
and
so.
Misinform the public?
I mean, story time, while Chintzy does some Googling. Yeah. Our old RE teacher... he actually was in the priesthood. He was in the priesthood. He was training to be a priest.
Yes.
He was our favourite teacher. He was a lovely man. You know, he really helped us out when we had a hard time at school. So shout out.
Yes. So just quickly, the vicar may agree to marry. Oh no, the vicar may agree to marry. Sorry, keep going.
And he was training, before he was an RE teacher, he was training to be a priest. He was in the priesthood. He was training to be a priest, spent years, all of this, all of that. Obviously couldn't have any girlfriends, couldn't have any relations because like, he's going to be a priest. And then he met this woman. He met this woman called Mary.
Yes, and he fell
of all names, Mary.
Mary,
and,
mother of Magdalene.
He left the priesthood for this woman.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that woman is not his wife. His wife is a different woman.
Which is always
the anticlimax of the story.
Yes.
But yeah, he did leave the priesthood. Apparently he walked and walked and showed up at her door and was like, I've left.
Yes.
I've left the priesthood.
Yes.
And he left the priesthood for this woman. So shout out Mary, because she obviously had
shout
him under
Mary,
a spell.
Shout out Mary, you lured him away from God. From God.
Mary herself.
Okay, confirm vicars can marry, priests can't marry.
Okay, fact check.
So,
thank you for that.
He
wants to be a vicar.
So, hey girls, I just don't know what to do. I met a boy at uni and I honestly didn't think men like him existed. He's the kindest soul and everything I could have ever dreamed of. Wow. And we've been spending so much time together. We've shared how we felt with each other and are now exclusive.
Wow.
Congratulations, you pair.
Congratulations, guys.
However, he wants to be a vicar.
Okay.
I'm not particularly religious, right, which we've discussed, and he doesn't have an issue with it. Equally, I respect his views and have no issue with him going into the church, etc. But I worry that for him in the future, he wants it to be more of a lifestyle being a vicar. And I don't know if that life is for me. Well, yeah, you'll be the vicar's wife.
Yes. You will have to attend. You're the vicar's wife.
You'd have to attend.
And your kids will be the vicar's children.
Right.
Like, it's a family commitment.
Yeah, because I feel like I've heard a lot, oh, the vicar's wife.
Yeah, you've got to be involved in the church. Also, you're the head of the community, or whatever. There to support.
Yeah.
And the kids, you know, they got to go to church. You got to be going every Sunday. You're the vicar's kids.
Yeah. Well, does the vicar not put on a ceremony, a sermon, a service? A
service.
Every day.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
What was the priest?
What's the difference
between a Anyway,
a vicar is, I think it's almost like a bishop.
I don't know.
That's not correct. But a vicar is high up in the church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I just enjoy what we now have and worry about that later, or should I cut it off? Okay, so this is a real, like, you don't want to marry a vicar. You don't want to be with someone who wants to
uni?
Be a vicar. Yes.
God, we're really thinking ahead here,
girl. Thinking about the future. Because she's thinking, look, if I'm going to fall in love with you and potentially, like, do this,
I guess this is kind
of... I need to be okay with that.
I guess this is a question of the week almost.
I know.
Because it's like, if you kind of know in the long term that things probably won't work out,
right,
do you even bother entertaining it?
But right now you're in it and your feelings are in it, so...
And you like this guy.
So do you go through heartbreak now, or are you just going to push it back and save it to later? That's the thing.
That's a good question.
She said, I can't imagine life without him.
Shit.
This isn't his goal until his 30s. So I'm assuming we're about 22.
Yeah.
Right? At the moment, he's a primary school teacher and we are in our mid-20s for context.
Oh, okay. So she's not at uni then?
No.
They met at uni, did she say? Where did I get that from?
So maybe you've got like 5 years to
right.
about
So if she's 30. 25.
I am fully aware that this is a unique situation. Thank you.
Very unique.
Listen, the vicar doesn't know. I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
If the vicar could see me now. Where's that from? What is that?
I don't know where that's from.
If the vicar could see me now.
No. Is that from Friends?
Or am
Monica?
I just making that up? I don't know. Oh, no. No, Monica says, let the doctor see me now.
Can the doctor see me now?
Okay, right. This is serious. This girl's feelings are involved.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
The question is,
if you don't see something being long term, or if you're, you know, if you have concerns about the future, do you just wait and cross that bridge when you get to it?
When the future is the present, do you know what I mean?
Or do absolutely when the future is the present?
It's true, though, is it not?
Or do we deal with it today to save ourselves? Is it something that we're forcing our future self to deal with?
Yeah.
Or do we give our future self a favor and deal with it now? That is the question.
Because
irrelevant of the vicar priesthood context.
Yeah.
If you get into something thinking, oh, I don't actually know about...
Because from the sounds of the email, you don't want to be a vicar's wife.
Doesn't sound like
doesn't
it.
Doesn't sound
well,
like
you
it.
Don't want the lifestyle of being, because when you're
said,
the vicar's
yes.
wife, like you take on that role as well. Like you, it's not just like you're, bye, people, have a nice day at work. Like it's not like he just no. goes to work and comes back. Like the if he's a vicar, that's got to be a, that's a lifestyle.
Don't you like live
it's a part
at the
of
church,
your family.
Don't you have a house on the church grounds or something
the priest
like
does.
That?
We don't fucking know.
No, but you are just like a high person in the community, in the
yes,
church community.
Yeah.
So
it's not like he just goes to work at an office.
Right.
Or like,
right.
you know.
So, yeah, the what you have to ask yourself the question. It sounds like, you know, it sounds like he's perfect in every other way.
Because I bet you're almost thinking, oh, he might change his mind then.
Well, yeah, but also that is something to consider. Like, I probably said things 5 years ago that I wanted to do and I don't want to do now.
Yeah, same.
Granted, he's probably been thinking about this for a long time.
You've got to be dedicated if
yeah,
you want to
be a vicar. He's dedicated to the church and whatnot and he actually does want to be a vicar. But you never know. I feel like it should be more conversations between the two of you. Mm. Let him know, like, I'm not sure. Because... Mm. It's something he needs to know as well. Like, he doesn't want to be with someone who doesn't want to be a vicar's wife.
Yeah.
Like, he could find someone who really wants to be a vicar's wife and, like, would love the lifestyle that comes with that.
Wants to be a part of the community.
And loves the church and, yeah. and whatnot.
And
like,
is passionate about
I
it.
I don't know. I just feel like you two should discuss this a bit more.
Because if you're not religious at all, that's quite a juxtaposition in a relationship. Yeah. And also then the problem comes, I know you're not there yet, but, like, you're 25, you know, mid-20s, like... When you have kids, is there going to be a problem there about, well, are we raising
with
them?
The religion.
Yeah, or not. Like, that could be, like, that's something to really think about.
Yeah. I think there's a lot more conversations you two need to have. I don't think you can just make the decision now because you're obviously happy and you do have a good relationship. But it's the same kind of decision as, like, say I was with someone and he wanted to have kids and I didn't.
Mm.
These things make or break
a
relationship. Or if he wants to live in
America
and I want to stay in England, like that is going to break a relationship no matter how much we are in love and love each other
and
want to be together.
For each other.
Yeah, and think we're perfect. But it's like, if there are big lifestyle things that aren't aligning, then
it's not going to work.
It's not going to work. So... You know, and these are real reasons why relationships can end. Like, relationships don't have to be, like, toxic and cheating.
And he cheated on me.
Cheating and screaming and shouting to end. Mm. So
sometimes,
like,
it's just...
Yeah, sometimes it is just, oh, he wanted that and I wanted this. And that's fine.
And that's what it is.
So just, like, give yourself some grace that, you know...
Sometimes this just isn't going to work out.
Some things just don't work out.
Some things are bigger than our relationship,
right.
you know?
And, you know... So yeah, just bear that all in mind. And a
few more conversations, I think.
Few more conversations and yeah.
See the lay of the land.
Yeah.
Because few more chats needed.
Because I don't want you to...
It's not a decision that needs to be made in a day either.
No.
Like, it's a decision that you
that
can...
It will take time.
You both take your time on it. It's not like there's no real clock here that's ticking, you know.
I don't want... you to not be selfish and end up in a life that you didn't want.
You didn't actually
that's
want.
That's like in these kind of things, like be selfish.
Mm.
That's just what I would say.
If you would be happier if he said, oh, nah, not into that anymore.
Don't want to be a vic.
Yeah, I'm going to go and work in construction and you would be overjoyed.
Yeah.
Then maybe think,
Because I don't want you to him to become that vicar and you are now the vicar's wife and you just be miserable. I don't know. And then maybe start resenting him because this is not the life you wanted. And then
it's not your choices.
And then just so much can happen from just a bit of resentment. And yeah, this wasn't my choice.
Mm.
And just,
I'm doing this for you.
Right.
Look at all the sacrifices we made for you. Right, what are you doing for me? You know, then it becomes a bit of a
then
competition.
Then we're in a predicament.
And,
so
more conversation need to be had. But you don't need to decide this today, tomorrow. This is something that needs long conversations, long talks.
My general consensus would be like, be selfish, put yourself first and do think of your future self as hard as it is in the
present. Moment.
Like, really do give your, like, put your future self first and what you know you want, follow your gut.
Yeah.
I feel like in this instance, you know, your gut is telling you, you don't want to
be,
wife.
With him, but it's just sad because everything else is so right.
Yes, it is sad.
But like Chintzia said, but this is actually a huge reason of why this may not work. Like just because, maybe you've had other exes that you've had horrible fights or he's been calling his ex all the time. Like there's, you know, more of the like toxic reasons. Yeah. This is an equal, this is a another big, this is why, like, exactly. It, relationships break down. This is a
valid reason for the relationship to end. And, just because he's and not it's just cheating
a, it's
on
a
you,
different type of breakup. It's a breakup that's like,
it's sad.
It just wasn't right. We just couldn't make it work. You know, it's not that angry, bitter, fuck you breakup. It's a sad breakup because...
And sometimes that is harder than when someone does you wrong because you're not angry. You're not angry at him. You want the best for him. Mm. And sometimes wanting the best for someone is leaving them.
Yeah. If you love him, let him go.
If you love him, let him go. But if the vicar could see me now. Baby.
Okay, girl talk. No spark. I am in need of first date help. So I have recently just got out of a last situationship after being so upset for so long. But my sister told me, get some dating apps, you know, have a harmless flirt. Yeah. Just get out there again.
It does
help.
Dip
your toe back in.
It does help.
Fast forward about a month, I have matched with some boys and a couple have asked me out on dates. Anyway, last night I met one of them, Brian. He was so lovely.
Hopefully it's not Brian who's just broken up with Sarah. No.
Paid me compliments, bought me drinks. It wasn't awkward, but I didn't know if I fancied him.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. He's attractive. Mm-hmm. He's good looking. But I just didn't get the spark or like feeling that I was hoping for.
You didn't feel the gravity like
my question is, do I go on more dates with him and see if it grows or politely decline? I'm very happy that I went on a date and I think it's definitely given me the confidence to kind of go on more and keep getting out there.
Absolutely.
But is the spark something that can grow? This is a great question.
It is a great question.
And I think it is something that you ask yourself when you're dating people, because when you match with someone online and you think, yeah, they're attractive, maybe they're not. We talk about this a lot on the Single Files, guys. Anyone that's single, go back and listen to the Single Files. The Single Files were a great era of Sophia and Chintzia girls' bathroom content.
Absolutely.
And I remember even then thinking like, yeah, you would go on a date with a guy. Like I would go on a date with a guy. I'd match with him. I'd be like, yeah, he's not my usual type. Mm. But, you know, I'm here to see what else is out there.
He's
I'm here to, try something new. Mm. He's a handsome guy.
Then
you'd be talking. Like you want to go on a date with someone that you fancy. You want to go on a date and feel like, oh, there's chemistry here. Like that's what you want when you're single. Like you want to find that chemistry with people. And when you're like building up to a date and thinking, oh my God, okay, I'm going to go on a date next weekend. That's gonna be really good, blah, 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 blah. And when you get there
and it's a little bit of a letdown it's
quite an instant thing when there's like a spark or it's something that it's so hard, it's not like a tangible thing
to quantify,
but it's just like it's almost instant, like when you have that first hello and that hug, like whether there's a spark or not. And I think I remember myself asking the same question, like, oh, like, I don't know whether to go, like, to go again, because, you know, could this be something that can develop? Mm. Like, could this be something, like, can chemistry grow?
I
remember asking the same questions.
I think the general question you should ask yourself whether to go on a second date, I feel like you should know instantly, right?
So I think that's where this spark thing comes in.
So it's like, if you don't know instantly, yes, I want to see that person again because I just feel like I need to. Like you just, there's a difference between that and being like, oh, do I want to see him again? Mm. Probably not.
I think because you go on the date, well, this is how I experienced it. You go on the date, you're sat across a handsome guy.
Yeah.
He's handsome.
Charming, smells nice. Lovely teeth.
Yeah. And you're looking at him and
piercing
thinking...
piercing eyes.
You're looking at him and thinking, you're attractive.
But between the two of you,
there's something here that I am not feeling like I've not got butterflies.
The spark.
You know, I'm not really feeling much chemistry. I'm not really feeling like...
How do you describe the spark then? How would we describe the chemistry?
I think the chemistry is like
Because I think people are like, well, what is chemistry? How do I know if there was chemistry?
Well, because I think if you're questioning it, there is not. Yeah. I think that's the point. When you know, yeah. and you're not questioning it. Like when there's chemistry, it's like you meet someone, you can feel it. There's like electricity.
I think it'll be like you want to get closer to them.
You want to get closer. You want to see them again. Like there's good banter there. Like there's a bit of
time
like teasing.
Goes like, so like it's like there's no one else in the room kind yeah. of thing. Like it's like
you're
oh my God,
excited
have we been here
by
for
this person.
3 hours already, like yeah. that kind of thing. Yeah, it's exciting.
You're not sat there thinking, oh, like this is nice.
I better get off.
But like, and all, I think it's also like sexual chemistry. Like you can look at someone and think they're attractive, but if you've not got sexual chemistry, yeah. That can't be forced. Because so I think that's a lot of it as well. Like you're looking at them thinking, yeah, you're fit, you're handsome, but I'm not sexually attracted. And that's where it can be a bit, it can leave you feeling a bit deflated.
Someone's aura and energy and personality
and voice and mannerisms
how they carry themselves all goes inside with sexual chemistry.
Yeah,
because someone could stand there, you know, and be a brick wall of a human being. Mm. Yes, they're attractive, but I'm not attracted to you. Because that I can't
just
relate to you.
The vibe's not there
you're a brick wall of
we're
a human
being. We're just
not
matching.
And like, unless you can get with that, like,
yeah,
there's the spark's not there, the sexual chemistry is not there, it's not there. Mm. So should she go on a listen, you could give him a second chance. I do always think sometimes there's nerves involved. Yep. Maybe he was a bit nervous, wasn't being his true self. Mm-hmm. Maybe he was a bit more reserved. He was, you know, intimidated
maybe you were
by
too.
You. Maybe you were too.
But in your head.
Yeah, like you said he was lovely and he did a lot of things right. So it's whether you want to give him that second chance. You can give him a second chance. And then I feel like I feel like after that second date, you will know I don't want to see him again. Or yes, I do want to see him again.
Mm.
Or call it now. Look, I'm not overwhelmed by this person. I'm not going to bother for a second date. Mm. It's one of the two.
I think, oh my God, my voice. I think I would always say
because I
no.
feel like, yeah,
my opinion. If you were like in if
you don't
if Chinsia said to me, if anyone were you know said to me, can you grow chemistry? Can you grow a spark? I would say no. But there are people out there who say yes. There are people like yeah. I think you know sometimes you've got to give things a bit of time and blah blah blah. For me, I think it's either there or it's not, and it's not something that can just. That can yeah your attraction for someone can grow and you can meet someone that, like a longtime friend and you can start to see them in a different light and that can grow but I think meeting a stranger and it being quite flat and you're feeling a bit like oh like this is a shame like oh I'm not really fancying him
I'd
like,
be scared that you're
you leave the date
it.
Feeling a bit like oh I don't know about that you're not like oh my God that was so good girls oh my God like blah blah blah, blah. Like that's the energy that you want to have when you go home from a date
well, yeah because I'd be scared so, that if you see him again you're going to start forcing it because
yeah,
you want there to
bored.
Be chemistry because he's a great guy he's got a great job and oh my God we could have a great life so you're kind of forcing it but then it's not real and then it can't and then it's I don't
you
know
you end up in this weird thing where you didn't even like him that much in the first place
yeah,
but now you've
now
seen him
you
a few
really
times
like him and he yeah. doesn't he's now he's not that bothered about you and you forced it in the beginning I don't know I think your gut
yeah
whatever that means
no harm going on a second date
because I think a lot of factors playing with that first date
yeah
in terms of like
if you've got
vibes.
Nothing else to do Why not?
Build your confidence up.
Yeah.
You know, I think confidence building
is
always something good that you can come away with something.
Yeah.
From something
but
with.
Also just know that you will go on a date with someone and you will see someone that, and you say like, hi, and there's like, it's instant and you'll be like, oh, like
yes.
this is what I've been fucking waiting for.
Yes.
Like this is what I've been waiting for. Like a date where I'm showing up and I'm like, oh, okay, I like this guy. This is exciting now.
You
can
just want to talk to them and like,
yeah.
Well,
as opposed to like showing up and feeling a bit like, oh, no, another
being
snooze.
Like, oh, he's lovely, but
something's just
generally if that's how you yeah.
Because imagine it the other way around. If a guy went home to his friends and said, yeah, she's pretty hot, but
she was
I
nice
don't know.
And we had a nice time, but oh, I'm not sure, guys, what should I do?
Yeah, like you
excuse
would,
you, I want you to be sure about me.
Yeah, like you wouldn't then be like, oh, see me again, please. You'd be like, oh, fuck
yeah.
off. So
like think about it like that, yeah.
There's more people out there.
Yeah.
Okay, we're just going to read one more before we wrap this up. I'll keep it quick. Help. It's top of the inbox. My situationship goes to my gym and I think things have gone sour.
See, this is the problem with dating people in the workplace and at gyms where you go regularly. It's dangerous.
I know this firsthand. I've got a friend at the gym.
It's dangerous.
He was in a long-term relationship. I'm not going to say his name just in case. He was in a long-term relationship. It's recently ended. And it was like, well, who have you got your eye on? And he was like, oh, well, I like this girl in the gym. And it was like, oh, okay. Few days later, oh yeah, I went out last night.
Shit.
What? I thought, fair enough. You've really made that happen.
Yeah,
and I think now they've been on like 4 or 5 dates. Mm. And it's like, okay, so.
They
are both like every gym people. Like he is in the every morning. And she's there she trains with both at the gym.
You have to.
And it's like, wow, if this goes sour.
If it goes wrong. You have to.
They're going to have to get a new membership.
I would have to. I'd be like, well, I'm not fucking stepping foot in there. Also, the place would just remind you of that person who you're trying to forget about.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, and then memories flash back of him being over there. And you know, and then you kind of panic that you're going to see him. And when you don't want to see
someone. Anxiety.
Gives you anxiety, yeah.
Okay, I have met a guy at my uni gym a few months back. And we've been meeting up a few times a week ever since. So you actually met at the gym.
Lovely.
At the beginning, we would train together at the gym or go to the library together since we both to do the same course.
You
and
guys.
This went on for a couple of months. We messaged all day, every day, and it was very flirty. However, months passed and we still had not kissed.
Okay.
Eventually, we decided to go for cocktails and we ended up sleeping together.
Yeah, cocktails is always the answer.
However, oh my God, the sex was awful in so many ways.
Oh Lord.
Oh my God. No, that's so disappointing. Lord. And I found myself developing the ick.
Oh,
I understand that sex is something that can get better with time.
True.
However, I found myself no longer attracted. Okay, yeah.
So everything about...
Your body is rejecting
everything
him.
About that bedroom experience
was
made you repulsed.
Not, yeah.
And just made you
see him in a different light.
From this human being. And it's unfortunate because you've spent a lot of time with him. You got to know this guy and...
You thought there was chemistry.
And you were, you would do a lot together.
Yeah.
And
he invited me over again about a week after. And I thought I would go round to see if the attraction was definitely gone. You know, let me give this another chance.
Yes, I think
maybe he was nervous.
That's fair.
Maybe I was nervous, you know?
Maybe there was a lot of pressure. Maybe there was a lot of anticipation for him. Yeah, okay, we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I was on my period, so we didn't sleep together. However, I found that I didn't even want to kiss him and I just wanted to go home. Yeah, okay, that's when
it's over.
Also left the room at one point to answer the phone.
Oh, I hate that. I'm sorry. I hate that. To answer the phone in front of me. Like, what are you doing? Making a drug
Unless you're
deal.
Talking to a jeweler about an engagement ring, you can answer the phone in front of me.
Like, I think it's so disrespectful. Like, you can talk to your mates in front of me. You can talk to anyone in front of me.
Go on.
Yeah.
Dare ya.
Like, I think it's rude. Like, I don't know. I think it's rude. Okay, so that was also like, oh, okay.
Bit weird. She put the call was coming from another girl, I think, because he wanted me to know, like he wasn't trying to hide the fact that he had
that literally is going to turn me off from
energy.
You even more.
And then the other night he told me he had a friend coming over for a meeting at 8 p.m.
am I meant to be jealous?
And then didn't reply until 2
what the a.m.
Babe, are you trying to make me jealous?
He obviously feels you kind of retreating, and
he feels rejected by you.
He's panicking and being like, "Oh yeah, well I'm gonna be meeting up with someone at 8."
Yeah,
and they're like purposefully not messaging you for that period of time, and purposely showing you that Susan's calling him. It's like, it's gonna make me want to literally never want to see you again.
Yeah,
right. Like I was giving you a second chance. Mm. Realize that.
Relax.
Right,
relax. Although I don't care that he speaks to other girls because I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't like how he's tried to mug me off by making it obvious.
Yeah.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
He's trying to.
I'm the one rejecting you here,
and he's trying to take that power. He wants to. He's trying to make you jealous, and I'm not.
Yeah,
because I don't care about you.
So I ended up ghosting him. We now haven't talked for days, which is very unusual for us, but the problem is I'm too scared to go to the fucking gym again. My gym is very small and he goes every day for at least 2 hours, so I will not be able to avoid him. However, I don't know how to handle bumping into him again, since usually we would stop and chat. I also can't tell him my reasons for ghosting him because he would just deny the fact that he is having other girls over and it would make me look stupid and jealous. Please help because I really miss going to the gym and I can't move gyms because I've paid for a yearly membership in advance.
And it's the uni gym, like that's your gym.
Listen, this needs to change the attitude. You're not the one that's going to make me feel uncomfortable. No. I'm going to make you feel uncomfortable. So when make I you see not want to go to the gym.
I'm going
to
smile. Hi.
Confident.
Hi.
Don't give a fuck.
Kill it with kindness.
Headphones are also on. Like, you've got your big headphones
don't talk
on.
To me.
Like, you can acknowledge that he's there, but like, you can, like, don't let yourself be the one that's like, oh, I don't know whether I can go, blah, 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 blah. Make him feel like that. Like,
I want you to keep going to that gym and doing your full workouts and not be scared of this guy that you don't even like.
Yeah.
So,
but what?
And if you see him,
hi. Unfazed, unbothered.
A smile. You're right. Hiya. Oof, okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Look, if you want, surely you know what times he goes.
Roughly. Avoid. Is he a morning? Evening?
Yeah. Is he there at like 9 p.m. at night for 2 hours? Or is he there at 8 a.m.? Try and avoid. I find quiet times at the gym is 3 p.m. 3. No one is there at 3 o'clock.
No one is there.
Like, so if you really want to go out of your way for a couple of weeks to definitely avoid him, go at those strange times.
If your schedule can allow it.
But if you see him, fuck him. Hello, you're right. Yeah. Hello, yeah. What's he going to... He is so scared of you. What's he going to do? Come up to you and go,
himself.
Excuse me. He is already shitting him. Excuse me, why did you ghost me?
Yeah.
Is he fucked? No. He's going to see
he's
you
embarrassed.
His
he's being
pants.
Rejected.
Yeah.
He didn't show you a good time. He didn't rock your
and
world.
He
and he knows
it.
That.
He knows
it's
he underperformed.
Hurt his ego. Yeah. He knows he underperformed.
Yeah. He knows that after that happened, you recoiled.
Yes.
Okay. And you know, he is spinning. Mm. Okay. And
he's thinking, shit.
Yeah. So his only answer to that was trying to be like, well, look, Susan's messaging me. Maybe she wants to sleep with me. Like trying to make you feel a type of way when you don't care.
Yeah.
So he's the one who's embarrassed. Mm. So
unbothered,
don't be embarrassed.
Energy.
Yeah.
Stand your territory. Mark your ground.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I want him to be petrified of coming to the gym.
Yeah.
You better be working out at home, mate.
Mm.
Better buy some weights.
Yeah.
And do
better
it at
get
home.
Some dumbbells.
Yeah.
But that's
you're not
spare bedroom.
Stepping foot in here. This is my gym, bitch.
I own this place.
Yeah. I own this fucking place.
Yeah.
Start talking to some other lads while he's around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi. Oh, little flirt in front of him.
You're looking good.
Fuck you.
Looking really good.
Oh, you can really pump today. What is it? Biceps today. Your back is massive.
Could you just spot me whilst I do this?
Could you just spot me when I squat?
How do I, am I doing this right?
Oh.
Could you help me out?
Is my form okay? Mm.
I'm sweating.
Oh God, I'm sweating, you guys. Oh, let me have a sip of your pre-workout. Oh, what flavor is that?
That raspberry?
That is delicious. I just get tingles all over my body when I take pre-workout.
Oh,
just
gosh.
Like,
take the power
mark
back.
Your territory.
Don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Like, go to the gym again.
Be confident. Fake it till you make
it. Be confident. After you've seen him like the first couple of times, you'll be over it.
Yeah.
And it won't even be a thing anymore. Yeah. Like, he'll be distant history.
Just get the first like three times over with.
Yeah.
And just play it cool.
Play
just be confident. You're in charge.
Chuck him a big dashing smile and watch him shatter
himself.
Hi, babe.
Hey,
He'll shit himself. You'll watch him start shuffling in the spot.
Ooh. Yeah, and just looking awkward.
It'll just turn you off from him even more, which is what you want.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yikes indeed, you guys. Baby.
Okay, you guys, let's wrap this episode up. Let's hit you with a quote.
Let's wrap this up, you guys. Okay, I'm going to find us a quote, you guys.
Oh my God, listen to this.
Go on then.
He texted you good night and just texted another girl, I can't sleep. Focus on yourself. Fuck.
There we go.
He texted you good night.
Yeah, so you can fuck
and
off.
And Sarah, oh, I can't sleep.
So they can keep
focus
talking through
on
the night.
Yourself.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
The twats are going to keep on twatting and we're just going to keep
Let
on
the
living.
Twats twat. Exactly.
The twats are constantly going to be twatting.
The twats are going to twat and we're just going to live.
Someone write that up and post that on Pinterest. I'd get a lot of pins.
Thank you guys so much for listening this Wednesday.
Yes,
we're back next week.
We are indeed.
Hello at the girls' bathroom. You can email all your dilemmas over there. We will always be having a read through.
Follow us on every single social media platform as well.
Everywhere you can find us, give us a follow, chuck us a like.
You know, girls. Maybe even a subscribe on the YouTube, the TikTok, and the Instagram.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that, you guys. But you know, you do your thing.
And we'll see you next Wednesday. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.